Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, this is to all of you out there working. And I thank those of you who have us on while you're working. Maybe you're in your car, you're in a cubicle, you're at home, office somewhere. Thank you for being with us as you're working. And we always like to say good afternoon to Dr. Bobby and his patients at his doctor's office in Las Vegas. Dr. Bobby is listening. He always has us tuned into the office. So his patients who are waiting to see the doctor get to hear our show. So good afternoon to all of you who are sitting in the office of Dr. Bobby in Las Vegas. Glad you are listening to our show. And remember, you can, if you're in Las Vegas and you like anything that you hear, because to some degree this is a different talk show in some ways, you can always go to the Audacy app, download the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, and type in WWL. And you can follow us on the Audacy app. It's free. Or you can go to WWL.com and just click on live and stream the show live. But welcome all of you who are in some way or fashion working this afternoon or maybe waiting to see the doctor. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you are with us. And you have heard the news that Spencer Rattler is going to start as the Saints starting quarterback this week against the Bucs. And I think this makes this game against the Bucs Sunday really, really exciting. We talked about it yesterday, and I just mentioned that I thought Spencer Rattler was the better choice, considering everything. Nothing against Jake Haener, but just considering everything, it seems like Rattler gives us the best chance to win right now. Now, if Rattler does have a bad game, if he's not doing well, and we're into the second half, and nothing is happening, why not try Jake Haener? I mean, I'm not trying to put the hex on Rattler. I hope he does really well. And I think he's going to do well. The Saints are, I think, a 3.5-point underdog. You know, when you consider that the Saints have lost their starting quarterback, you consider how, you know, our offensive line is dealing with injuries, and you consider how hot the Bucs are, I think that's kind of a genuine point spread. I mean, I think that, you know, I would have expected maybe you'd have to give up more points if you were going to bet on the Tampa Bay Bucs. So 3.5 points, I don't know. That's not that, I don't think that's that big of a spread. And then also, you know, the Saints, unlike other teams, the Saints are not guaranteed to win in the Caesars Superdome. And I hope that, you know, maybe this is the week that we can start hoping for a real dome field advantage, because the idea of dome field advantage in recent years has been a bit of a myth. because the Saints sometimes do better on the road than they do in the dome. Anyway, I'm excited to see this new quarterback. He has, he did a lot in college, and he is exciting to watch. And, you know, in the NFL today, quarterbacks that have the ability to run, that have the ability to make a play running the ball, they do well. They fit the prototype of the NFL today. And I think it's an exciting element to the game. You know, when I was growing up, Fran Tarkington was the scrambling quarterback. He was the only one that I remember who really had a reputation for running. But today, it's a whole different ball game. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see if Clint Kubiak actually calls plays for Rattler to run. You know, with running quarterbacks, they have plays where the quarterback runs. Now, I know there are a few plays where Derek Carr might run the ball, but there are more plays with a quarterback that has the ability to run. They have more plays with running quarterbacks that are calling for the quarterback to run. So it'd be interesting to see if some of those plays come in. All right, so we've got a few things to get to this hour. I can't believe that this whole idea of a weather machine, or that the government is controlling the weather. I can't believe that this is a legitimate topic. Well, I don't think it's legitimate, but it's a legitimate campaign topic because people keep bringing it up. So we're going to get to that in just a few minutes. Hurricanes have sent the political campaigns just scrambling, either to set the record straight or to scare people that you have to vote a certain way. And if you don't vote a certain way, you're going to have a government that is going to control the weather in a very malicious manner.
Republican criticism continues of the government's hurricane relief efforts. In Pennsylvania, former President Donald Trump says FEMA's work in North Carolina for Hurricane Helene is a disaster.
They had no money. You know where they gave the money? To illegal immigrants coming in, many of whom are killers, many of whom are drug dealers, many of whom are gang members.
President Biden responded from the White House.
What a ridiculous thing to say. It's not true.
The president says people are wrongly being told property is being confiscated, and people affected by the storm will only get $750, and that's it.
No one should make the American people question whether their governments will be making sure that this disaster when it strikes, they'll be there. We will, all of us.
The president says this is harmful for people who need relief the most. Ed Donahue, Washington.
So how do you deal with this? I mean, if you're a conservative talk show host, you just continue to spread the rumor that the government, I mean, it's not a rumor. It's just a damn lie that the government is taking money that should go to Americans and giving it to illegal immigrants. It's not true. Now, you can find websites. They will tell you it's true. But take a look at the websites. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, you remember him. He was running for president at one point. I think he thought Donald Trump was going to select him as a vice presidential running mate at one point. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who I think has done a very good job in dealing with hurricane preparedness. Ron DeSantis said this morning that the destruction and the damage from Hurricane Milton is widespread, and it could be even worse.
What we can say is the storm was significant, but thankfully this was not the worst case scenario. The storm did weaken before landfall. The storm surge, as initially reported, has not been as significant overall as what was observed for Hurricane Helene. Right now, it looks like Sarasota County had the most significant storm surge, likely somewhere between 8 to 10 feet. And remember, with Helene, we had 15 to 20 feet up in Taylor County. The storm did bring much destruction and damage. Tornadoes ravaged parts of the east coast of the state. Flooding occurred on the west and east coast, and strong winds lashed the state, especially in Pinellas, Hillsborough, Manatee, and Sarasota.
So Governor Ron DeSantis, you know, talking about how, yes, it could have been worse. And like many of you, I was watching the news channels last night, switching between Fox and MSNBC and CNN. And, you know, it was bad, but it didn't seem like it was nearly as bad as it could have been. Now, Ron DeSantis is now saying that Vice President Kamala Harris has no role in this whole process. What I find interesting about that, and of course she's trying to become part of this because of the campaign. She wants to be seen as helping. up until this point, as a country, we have never viewed vice presidents as being really that active in an administration. Again, with the exception of maybe Dick Cheney and the George W. Bush administration. But vice presidents have just been there, mostly symbolic figures. But since Kamala Harris has become the Democratic nominee, there are people who are saying, well, everything that Biden did is her fault. Everything that went wrong during the Biden administration is her fault because she was vice president. Like she had an active role in everything that Biden did. And unless I'm missing something, I just don't see vice presidents as having been that active in their administration. Again, mostly symbolic figureheads. But I find it interesting that Ron DeSantis says she has no role in this. But yet, when it comes to blaming her for everything, she does have a role in the administration. So either she does or she doesn't. And again, I'm not saying this to defend or to promote Kamala Harris. I'm saying this to defend the truth. And what is the truth? Either the vice president is actively involved in the administration, in which case she would actively be involved in the administration and its involvement in bringing relief to the victims of the hurricane, or she's not involved. And it seems like Ron DeSantis wants to have it both ways. So let's get to Marjorie Taylor Greene. Again, this is comedy. Marjorie Taylor Greene is once again saying something that is just ridiculous. She says they, the Biden administration, the government, can control the weather. She says it's ridiculous for anyone to lie and say that it can't be done. All right, there's been cloud seeding. There have been things that have happened, but nothing has significantly controlled the weather up to this point. And the idea that the government, and there are people who believe this, that the Biden administration, not just the government, but the Biden administration in this election year, is directing hurricanes to make Trump look bad, it's just silly. There's a woman dressed in MAGA attire, and she is she's trying to convince this interviewer, who's interviewing people, that the U.S. government controls hurricanes. And it's controlling hurricanes to try to hurt Donald Trump. So as I mentioned, I think yesterday, is there an office? Is there a big room in Washington, D.C.? And there's a big joystick there and it's directing the hurricanes? I mean, this is crazy talk. But yet people believe this. So, you know, one big question is, why are people so willing to believe things that are just absurd and simply not true? We're going to talk more about that in a few minutes. All right, there is new information out on border crossings. Border crossings have now reached the lowest point in President Biden's time in office. Last month, according to multiple sources, the number of illegals crossing the border has been the lowest point seen since Donald Trump was in office. CBS News, one of those reporting this, cites internal numbers from the Department of Homeland Security. The following day, NBC News also reported that Border Patrol made under 54,000 apprehensions of immigrants trying to cross the border, from the south into the north, trying to cross the border illegally in September. So border crossings are down. This is not going to play well with right-wing conservatives. It's not going to play well with those people who want to make the border the main issue of the campaign. And I think the border is one of the top issues. It may not be the top issue in my opinion, but if it's not the top issue, it's one of the top issues. Maybe it's number two to the economy. Maybe it's number three to the economy and the preservation of democracy. But border crossings are down. And not only that, but, you know, there's some positive economic news that's out as well. And it's interesting that, you know, those who are just diehard Trump supporters, they don't want good news like this. I mean, this is basically good news, but they don't want good news like this because they want things to be bad because if things are bad, it's going to be easier to make a change. And even though Kamala Harris might not have been in control of the Biden administration, she is linked to the Biden administration. And if things are good, if things are better, if things are improving, that's not good for those who want to continue to make the case that only Donald Trump can make things better. Because in some ways, some things are getting better right now. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. When we come back, we'll get to some of your text messages. And also, why is it that people are so willing to believe conspiracies? Why are people so willing to believe lies? I mean, there's got to be something in the human brain that makes these things so compelling, so acceptable to believe for a lot of people. Now, I don't believe this stuff. I hear something ridiculous, and I immediately think it's ridiculous. And in some cases, I've been challenged on the air about something, and I'm going, that can't be true. Well, as it turns out, it wasn't true. So we'll get to that coming up in just a few minutes. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, it was on this day in 1972 that James Brown met with Richard Nixon at the White House. But that's not all. He met with Richard Nixon. He was pushing for a national holiday celebrating Martin Luther King Jr. Day. James Brown, who has never really promoted a political affiliation, on this day in 1972, James Brown endorsed Richard Nixon in his re-election bid. That surprised a lot of people in the African-American community, because Nixon was not African-American friendly in many ways. And I know the concept of affirmative action may have come to life under Richard Nixon, but he did not do much to cater to the African-American community. And on this day in 1972, James Brown endorsed Richard Nixon. Well, we know how all of that ended, don't we? I'm Scoot, and we will be right back on WWL.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter. Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You know, you would think that in America we would require politicians to tell the truth, but we don't. It is legal to lie in political advertisement. It is legal to lie on the campaign trail. The sad thing is that there are a lot of people who are willing to believe the lies. And not just lies, but just ridiculous lies. Like Haitian immigrants suggesting that it's illegal immigrants, even though they're legal immigrants, suggesting that Haitian immigrants are stealing and eating people's pets. Suggestions that the government is controlling the weather and the Biden administration is controlling hurricanes to try to hurt Donald Trump. And that there was a direction of the hurricane, Hurricane Helene, which was designed to go from the Gulf of Mexico up to North Carolina to create havoc to where people want to move and leave and they're going to be forced out of their homes because the government is trying to control lithium. They want to control it and mine it in North Carolina. It's not that these are lies. It's that people believe these crazy lies. Why are so many people so willing to believe these lies? Like the woman dressed in MAGA attire who is trying to tell the interviewer that the government is controlling the hurricanes to hurt Donald Trump. Phil Napoli is professor of public policy at Duke University. He's the author of the book Social Media and Public Integrity, Media Regulation in the Disinformation Age. Phil, welcome to our show.
Oh, thanks for having me.
All right, this is a simple question. Why are so many people so willing to believe outrageous lies where there's no evidence of proof that they're true?
It is a simple question, but I think the answer is complex, I think, because there's a variety of reasons. It's not a one-size-fits-all situation at all. But if you think about our current moment, politically, we can identify a variety of reasons. One is that for a lot of folks today, it's not really about what's true; it's about what feels true. If something false reflects a particular feeling or preference, that's enough, unfortunately, for some people to treat it as true. So that's one. Another is, of course, the way people are becoming very siloed in the news and information sources they consume, the news and information sources they trust. And today we see a much greater proportion of our population citing as their most trusted sources of news and information sources that are pretty aggressive about disseminating disinformation. So trust is misallocated.
But I would think
I
would think your second point relates to the first point, because they at some point they select a media that they decide is the truthful media, and I guess that's the media that tells them things that they feel are true.
Right, that resonate with their existing perceptions, preferences, attitudes, and beliefs.
Right. I find this fascinating because I remember, a few years back when the Pizzagate thing was first breaking, and I had a caller call me on the air. And the caller was criticizing me for protecting Hillary Clinton and not being honest about her being involved in this sex operation ring, this child sex operation ring, out of a pizza parlor in a suburb of D.C. And he told me this on the air, and he was criticizing me for not talking about it and protecting Hillary. And I said, this is ridiculous. This can't possibly be true. Well, the caller went on to just absolutely convince me that it is true and berate me for not talking about it. Well, as it turned out, my first impression of it was, this isn't true. I mean, when I hear about a weather machine, when I hear about the government controlling the weather, I mean, immediately my first reaction is, that's not true. And I don't think I'm being naive. I'm just reacting on a primal level to information that just doesn't seem to be true. Why do so many people have a difficult time trying to analyze things on their own?
you know, if you think about all those examples you just described, if you think about even what you're talking about before in Ohio, if you think about election interference, you know, beliefs, what we don't have today is a requirement for proof. You know, the absence of evidence is not something that discourages people from holding, you know, beliefs that are they're fundamentally false.
That's
so
a great point.
That's the amazing thing today, that, you know, no one, you know, the absence of evidence does nothing to dissuade people. And I just don't think that used to be the case in our political environment, in years past.
Yeah. In other words, if there's no evidence, well, then it could be true.
Yeah. And if there's no evidence, then somebody there's a conspiracy to conceal it.
So why is there some phenomenon that has happened in society in America that has caused people to be so ripe to be gullible and brainwashed?
Sure. I would point right away to our, you know, record level of political polarization, that really is the underlying core of all of this. And when people become this polarized politically, and an important part of that is the degree to which folks of a different political persuasion are perceived as a threat, are perceived as an enemy, that, you know, it's more of a no holds barred, anything goes type of environment, not only about what's communicated, but how folks absorb and respond to what's communicated, because they're much more susceptible to believing the falsity because already that other is demonized. And so, sure, they could be controlling the weather because I already believe them to be that diabolical.
So if I believe them to be evil, then anything that I'm presented that confirms the idea that they're evil, I'm going to believe because, again, confirmation bias is probably as old as humankind. But it has reached a whole new level today.
Absolutely. And like I said, and that's where it comes back to, it's taking shape amongst folks who are more politically polarized than we've ever been in the history of any of our lifetimes.
All right, Professor, does it have anything to do with people not being able to explain the craziness of the world and therefore believing in a conspiracy theory gives them some explanation for what's going on?
I think that's, you know, can certainly be part of the equation. And I think also it's, you know, anyone who's trying to get a handle on what's going on has to navigate a much more complex information environment where they're much more, you know, there's the likelihood of encountering something blatantly false is so much greater than it used to be than in our, you know, old mass media days when the path that blatant falsity had to reach somebody were minimal. How did an out and out lie reach a news consumer in 1980? There just were not many paths. You know, maybe you read the National Enquirer or the Weekly World News or one of those bizarre, you know, gossip rags that used to be at the, you know, checkout line of the grocery store. But where else? There just was not a pathway.
Well, I think that opens the door for you to talk about the role of social media in all of this.
Oh, absolutely. And that, again, you know, if we just think about something as basic as the old model being verify, then publish, as opposed to the social media model, which is publish, then verify, you know, and then layer on top of that the fact that they're acting as a gatekeeper for literally millions and in case, some platforms' cases, billions of individual content creators and speakers. It's a media dynamic that is unprecedented, needless to say, but it's not one that can at all operate at the scale that it operates on and meaningfully serve as a guardian against falsity.
What I constantly try to remind my listeners of is the idea that social media might appear to be the written word, but it should not be compared to the written word of the past when it comes to newspapers, credible newspapers. But it's still, to them, it's still the written word. And the people who publish things can make things look very authentic and newsworthy, but things that are presented on social media, they're not beholden to any kind of news director, any kind of editor. So there's really, again, there's no there's no criteria when it comes to judging anything that is credible.
Right, and no fact checkers, and as you were sort of alluding to, and it can still be presented in such a way, superficially, to look quite a bit like, our traditional trusted sources of news and information. We have a huge problem in the U.S. these days with, what we call pink slime news sites, local news sites that look like news sites, but they're run by political action committees or political consultants.
Or the Russians.
With a very particular political objective in mind.
Yeah, or Russians who have set up things that
look like they're inviting
conservatives to come in. And now, remind people that when you click on a site, sometimes the people who are running the site, they gain information on you, and Russians have gained a lot of information on a lot of people in this country when it comes to planting fake stories.
Absolutely. So they know what will work. They know so much about the attitudes, beliefs, and behaviors of all of us, and can sort us into different groupings, and can target then their messaging, their disinformation accordingly, in terms of what will be most effective, be most compelling.
There are people who appear to be easily scared. They're in their world, and they're scared of any change. They're scared of it's easy to scare some people. Is there a growing number of Americans who are easily frightened?
Well, I think that's such a good question. I don't know the answer to it. If I were to hazard a guess, I would not be surprised if the answer was yes. Because what we know in terms of not only on social media but on traditional media, fear sells. Fear creates engagement. It's a traditionally very effective appeal for politicians to rely on, going way back, and so that's not that new, but again in an environment that's more polarized, there is a lot of fear of the folks on the other side of the political aisle, because they have been made villains and demonized in the media content that these folks are consuming.
Yeah, and you mentioned fear engagement. The media is also involved in promoting fear engagement, because fear is engaging and it is compelling. And anybody who is promoting these things that are to be feared, these things are to be afraid of, they're going to pay attention to that media source. And that's the whole goal, is to get as big an audience as possible.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm going to get your book, Professor, and we may talk again after I read your book. And I want to remind everybody, the name of the book is Social Media and the Public Interest Media Regulation in the Disinformation Age. A very profound topic, and I can't wait to get a hold of your book and read it. And we'll be talking about it on the show, and you and I may have a new conversation coming up.
Oh, it'll be my pleasure.
All right, Professor Phil Napoli, Professor of Public Policy at Duke University. Professor, thank you for being with us. I'm Scoot. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. It's 504-260-1870. If you're on hold, thank you for calling in. Thank you for hanging on. We're going to come right back, and we're going to start to get to your calls. We'll get to some of your text messages as well. I'm Scoot. It's Thursday. We're getting close to the weekend. Spencer Rattler brings excitement for the Saints, who take on the Bucks in the Caesars Superdome on Sunday. And he may give us a chance to win that game. We'll be right back on WWL. All right, on the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 1970, the head of the FCC issued a statement that rebutted Vice President Spiro Agnew's comment. Spiro Agnew was vice president to Richard Nixon. He was forced to be removed from office because of illegal activity. Anyway, Spiro Agnew issued a complaint that radio stations were playing too many songs about drugs. The statement read, "If we really want to do something about drugs, let's do something about life. The songwriters are trying to help us understand our plight and deal with it. It's about the only leadership we're getting. They're not only urging you to adopt a heroin distribution program, Mr. Vice President." I remember this controversy. I wasn't quite on the air yet. I was about a year or so away from being on the air. So I remember the controversy. And, music reflects society. Songs about drugs don't make people do drugs. songs about drugs reflect a society of people doing drugs. And there was a lot of talk about drugs, and the baby boomer generation, which is now the establishment, the baby boomer generation, you know, they made drugs part of their life, especially marijuana and other drugs as well. They made that part of their lives. The music that people listened to was reflecting the society that was doing the drugs. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us. Let's get to some of your calls. I thank all of you for hanging on, and we're going to do the best we can to get to all of your calls, so just be patient. Hang on. Let's go to Algiers. Clyde, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey there, Scoot. How you doing? This is your number one whistling fan. How you doing today?
Thank you so much, Clyde.
Hey, listen, if I'm correct, isn't Donald Trump unemployed by the government now? I think he has no job, right? He's unemployed. I'm thinking of him being unemployed. So I would look at this as being an obstruction of governmental disaster business when he engages in places where he should not be at that time. Now, I'm not mad at the person for being where they're going to be, but then to say the things that they say. Now, Trump can get up and he can go on his plane and go where he wants, when he wants. He got the Secret Service. The president and the vice president cannot really just jump up and leave because they're the president, not just of the United States. They're dealing with other official business, you know, and to get there and then to say what you want to say, that should be a gag order on the things that he says, you know. So I'm
how can you have a gag order on somebody running for president? I mean, they have freedom of speech and they have a right to talk about what they want to talk about. And I mean, Donald Trump is not like some unemployed person on the street. He might not have traditional job.
Right. But I'm just trying to understand how it's just being allowed to say that. And you're absolutely right, Scoot. And one more thing, hypothetically, this is real hypothetically. If there was a weather machine, let's just say there was a weather machine, hypothetically. Now, if it was, I'm thinking to myself, where is the secrecy? Because I don't think the weapon would be used against us. It would be a war weapon for somebody else. Now you're already, you know, you're already telling secrets that we have. If that is the case, I mean, when does this ever stop? Because if we did, and, you know, there are possibilities of so many things, you know, in life. We don't know if it's a war thing against another country. But now it's out if it is that situation. I'm just leaving it up to you after that, Scoot.
All right, Clyde, I appreciate the call. You know, there's no weather machine, but if there was a weather machine, I guess Clyde's saying, well, it should be a secret, and how did word get out? I don't know. Well, it's not true, so somebody just made it up. From Mid-City, Jeff, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot.
Hey, Jeff.
Scoot?
Yes.
Hey. I had an earlier comment that was a slight criticism of you, and that is, why are you asking why God created mosquitoes? God didn't create mosquitoes. It's called evolution and selection of the fittest. But that scientist told me. There's my comment on that. I just wish it's something. Why did God create mosquitoes?
Yeah, well, you know, nobody should take this show too seriously. And, you know, when I say something like God created mosquitoes, I'm not eliminating the concept of evolution, which I believe in.
Okay, that's cool. Okay, but I just came up with a theory why these MAGA, and I will say stupid people, are buying into all this. These are the same people who, for the most part, consider themselves very religious, correct? Don't you think?
I would think that many of them do, yes. I always think just a great number of them are Christians.
It's the same kind of mentality. They're buying into the religious beliefs of heaven and hell. I mean, so if they can buy into these things, and you talk about reading things. They read the Bible and believe it's the absolute truth. I'm not questioning
Jeff, are
that.
You? This is not a criticism.
Say, please don't cut me off.
No, this. I've got to get to a break here.
I got one last point.
Okay, go
ahead. The same thinking that lets them believe all these stupid things from their leaders.
Okay.
They believe what the priests say. They believe what the leaders say because they can't think for themselves.
Yeah, this is not to trap you. I'm just curious as a point of reference. Are you an atheist?
Yes, I am.
Okay, it's okay.
Jewish,
I'm not.
I'm an atheist.
A lot of people. I mean, there are a lot of people who are atheists. I'm not being critical of. Yeah, I have my beliefs. You have your beliefs. But I do have to get to a break, Jeff. Here, I'm glad you called the show. Look. If you think about religion, we do believe in a lot of wacky things. But it's your belief. All right. If you want to join us, the Open Heart Jewelers talking text line 504-260-1870. Just hang on because we got a lot of calls to get to, and we'll get to more of yours coming up. All right. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar, happy birthday today to David Lee Roth. David Lee Roth is 70 years old today. And I guess this could easily ignite the debate. Was Van Halen better with David Lee Roth or Sammy Hagar? We'll be right back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar, on this day in 1977, somebody in the audience at the Spectrum in Philadelphia threw an M80 firecracker on stage during Aerosmith's show. The explosion injured lead singer Steven Tyler's cornea and the hand of guitarist Joe Perry. The very next year, Steven Tyler was hit in the face with a bottle performing at the Spectrum in Philadelphia. I lived there. That's a rough city. Sports fans, concert fans, they can be kind of rough. An Alabama Crimson Tide fan just demonstrates that some people take sports way too seriously. We'll tell you about that. And also, Donald Trump has said something really scary about CBS losing its broadcast license, claiming that CBS is a threat to democracy. What will he do if he's elected president? We'll talk about that. Also, if you're on hold, just hang on through the news. We're going to come right out and get to your calls right away. I'm Scoot on WWL.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.